Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beatty. It's Tuesday, May 26th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
For us, the criterion is protection of our national interests.
US launches fresh strikes on Iran and Jeffrey Donaldson's trial due to begin in the north today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the very latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US has carried out new strikes on southern Iran. The American military says the action was taken in self-defense in order to protect troops from threats posed by Iranian forces. It comes after both Washington and Tehran indicated peace talks had progressed, but no deal had been confirmed. Speaking earlier, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Esmail Baghi says they want to reach a diplomatic solution.
The sooner we can reach a conclusion that would secure Iran's national rights and interests, the better. And we won't spare any effort to reach that. For us, the criterion is protection of our national interests.
The historical sex offences trial of former DUP leader Jeffrey Donaldson is due to start later. The 63-year-old has pleaded not guilty to 18 charges involving two alleged victims between 1985 and 2008. A trial of the facts of his wife Eleanor Donaldson will proceed simultaneously, a process that cannot result in her being criminally convicted. She denies charges of aiding and abetting. The government's version of the Occupied Territories Bill goes before Cabinet this morning. The Israeli Settlements Bill would ban the import of goods from illegal Israeli settlements in Palestine. Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee says she will continue to advocate for wider European action. The government is aiming to pass the bill by the Dáil's summer recess. A teenage boy is in a serious condition in hospital following an assault in Finglas in Dublin. He was found unresponsive with significant head injuries on the Talca Valley Road at around 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. He was taken to Beaumont Hospital for treatment. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has camera footage from the area is asked to contact Gardaí. A search for the remains of Seamus Maguire will begin in County Armagh today. Mr. Maguire from near Lurgan became one of the disappeared 4 years ago. Fiona Ash reports.
This will be the first search for the remains of Seamus Maguire, who's thought to have vanished in the early or mid-70s. On the basis of information received from the PSNI, he became one of the disappeared in 2022. Now the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains believes there is sufficient credible information to begin a search in the Derryclone area. That search will start today. The Commission's lead investigator, Eamon Henry, has appealed to anyone who has information on Seamus's case to come forward. Seamus' family issued a statement saying they hope his body will be recovered so he can be buried in St Patrick's Graveyard in Ahagallan with his parents.
The country's two newest TDs take their seats today. Fine Gael's Sean Kine returns to the Dáil after his win in the Galway West by-election over the weekend. Following his success in Dublin Central, Daniel Ennis became the Social Democrats' 12th TD, making it the second largest opposition party for the first time. A motorbike has hit spectators on the opening day of practice on the Isle of Man TT races. 8 people have been taken to hospital. All are said to be conscious. Separately, a rider was killed during a pre-event race on the island, which took place on Sunday. Ireland is possibly the loneliest country in Europe, according to new European research. That's one of the topics being discussed at a national conference today, demanding evidence-led action on the health impacts of loneliness here. It's being run by the Loneliness Task Force Research Network and the organisation Alone. Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone, is calling for action from the government and state bodies.
The European evidence shows that we're possibly the loneliest country in Europe, and ultimately that's why we need ultimately a policy response both from the Department of Health, the HSE and from government to make sure that we don't have as many lonely people, both young and old.
An animal charity is slamming a video of a child walking a horse through a Dublin supermarket. The black and white horse, fully tacked in a bright yellow harness, can be seen being led around the store as alarms go off and shoppers look on in amazement. My Lovely Horse Rescue says it's not commenting on whether horse traps and sulkies belong on public roads. It's simply concerned with putting animal welfare first. The charity's Martina Kenny says they've been praising owners who've been seen caring for their animals during the recent hot spell. but bringing a horse into a shop isn't acceptable.
It's so dangerous. Public safety, the horse, it's not an environment the horse should even be made walk through. It's not even the type of floor that the horse would be walking on. It could slip or anything. It's like, this has let you down. It's the guys themselves all need to stand up together and say, that's not acceptable, lads. You're giving us the bad name. And that's what we're trying to say. People see that and people remember the bad more than they ever do the good.
In entertainment news, Metallica is urging fans in the UK to give blood ahead of the next leg of their world tour. The heavy metal band has collaborated with services there to encourage existing blood donors to return and new ones to come forward. They're performing in Glasgow and Cardiff next month ahead of two dates in London in July. And in sport, in soccer, 2-1 was the final score at Dalymount Park in the Dublin derby between Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers. Ross Tierney's goal for Bohemians 20 minutes in broke the deadlock, and then Rovers super sub John McGovern made an instant impact just after the 70th minute to equalise. A stunning last-minute winner by Enda Stevens meant that Rovers are now 6 points ahead of Bows in the table. Elsewhere in the League of Ireland, the game between Derry City and Shelburne ended goalless. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.